USA Radio News.
A little bit more than 3 days after President Biden was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation, he has tested positive for COVID-19 again.
Hey folks, Joe Biden here. Tested positive this morning.
White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden had not experienced any reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel well. O'Connor said that there is, quote, no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. In accordance with Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the 79-year-old president will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. The agency says most rebound cases are rare, remain mild, and that severe disease during the period has not been reported. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Indiana state senators passed a near-total abortion ban Saturday during a rare weekend session. The bill will prohibit abortions from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. The only exception would be allowed in cases of rape and incest. But a patient seeking an abortion for either reason would have to sign a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. received more than 100,000 Ukrainians in roughly 5 months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This fills President Biden's pledge for providing a temporary safe haven to those deposed as part of the largest refugee exodus since World War II. Thousands of train drivers walked out in Britain on Saturday. This is the latest strike in a labor dispute on the nation's railway. About 5,000 drivers staged a 24-hour strike against 7 train companies across England. It came on the second full day of Commonwealth Games in Birmingham and the first day of the new English soccer season. Unions are fighting for substantial pay increases to cope with inflation of more than 9% and the cost of living crisis. More strikes are being planned for August. Pope Francis has acknowledged that he can no longer travel like he used to because of his strained knee ligaments, saying his week-long Canadian pilgrimage was, quote, a bit of a test that showed he needs to slow down and one day possibly retire. Speaking to reporters while traveling home, the 85-year-old Pope stressed that he hadn't thought about resigning, but he said, quote, the door is open and there was nothing wrong with a Pope stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.